This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Hello, winners, as I'm affectionately calling you now.
Winners, yes. And speaking of winning, Alan, guess who successfully predicted a pet name today?
So I was thinking about this, right,
yep.
As I was just having a quick cry in the toilets. And I'm thinking we should put this to a poll on the Alan and Carly Facebook group. Ask them, should we change the segment name to Carly Predicts Your Pet's Name?
I don't want that pressure.
Yeah, but I like the idea of coming in at the end and getting the win like you do.
Look.
Maybe next week we try it. Trial run.
When you think about it, right, when you break it down.
And I am.
You get.
I'm breaking down.
You get. You get five guesses.
Yep.
I get one.
I know.
Statistically, my one guess has been more successful than your five.
I know. That's why it should be Carly Predicts Your Pet's Name.
Yeah, but then the pressure's on. Then I have to, you know, start producing the goods.
Yeah, you get to ask three questions, but.
That's true.
I reckon next week we try it. We'll be
okay,
in Albany.
Well, yes. Next week we'll try.
We could do a live version where someone can bring their pet down to
us
in Albany.
Please.
So you don't need to ask many questions.
Please. And if it's got a tag, please make sure it's wearing it.
All right, I reckon next week we'll try it, but we'll I reckon we ask the listeners on the Facebook group. So, if you want to create that, because I can't be bothered.
Why am I taking over this segment? I
wonder. I like it.
But anyway, while I've opened up this psychic portal,
okay, yep, I wonder what that was.
anything you want to know, Alan?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
What is the letter for Alpha Box tomorrow?
I promise you, I don't know this.
Yep.
I'm vibing A.
Wrong S. S for snake.
I think they're wrong. Check again, Alan.
And your question is, starting with S, name me an Ed Sheeran album.
Smile.
Nope.
That's what they told me.
Well, they told you wrong. Subtract.
Oh, that's right. He did that whole math thing.
He did. Yeah, subtract.
What's his next album going to be? Pythagoras' Theorem?
Jeez, that's a big word from you.
That's the one thing I remember from school.
I don't even know what that means, but I enjoyed hearing you say it. It almost sounded like a Harry Potter spell. Do it with the Voldemort voice. Pythagoras, I liked it. All right, enjoy the podcast and Carly Prediction Pet's Name back next week.
Well, are we going to change the name yet?
Well, I don't want to.
Then that's more work for you, Alan.
No, not me. It means the whole team that creates that stuff has to do it. Ah, we'll get him to do it. It's not.
No, we'll keep your naming rights.
I can just voice over it if you want. I can just go, Carly, predict your pet's name.
Okay, yeah, like
let me do a trial run now, all right? Wait, let me get the opener. Here we go. All right.
Behold!
Carly!
As Carly. Alan predicts your pet's name.
Perfect. Seamless.
Nailed it. Seamless. I reckon you should do it live next week.
Enjoy the podcast.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Introducing
Alan and Carly's Morning Sauce.
Yeah, look, it's going to change the world of sauces. We're going to be honest with you. We're pretty excited for it. I'm pumped.
It is the world's best sauce, and I will not hear otherwise.
So what we want right now is you to get on air and give us your glowing endorsement. Of course, all the people that get on air you're about to hear have tried it. They loved it.
Yeah, sure. They
absolutely
love it. We will send them a bottle for their testimonial.
Because they're obviously going through it so quick.
Yes. We're not bribing them. It's not a bribe to say nice things about the business.
Certainly not, especially if you're enjoying it the way that hopefully these people have been. Let's kick it off with Lee in Bunbury. Hello, Lee.
Hi, Alan.
Cheers to you. Now, Lee, your endorsement, please.
Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, this sauce is a winner.
Oh
my God, it rhymes.
That's a good rhyme. I like that. You put that on a poster, Lee. Thank you very much.
You know what else rhymes? Lee from Bunbury.
Oh, see what you did there. Let's go to Tony from Bunbury. That was more of a stretch. Tony, cheers to you, Tony.
And cheers to you, too.
Now,
cheers.
Please.
Your sauce is the best in the world for barbecues. Got to have it on a barbecue.
About a grill, though, Tony? Got to cover all bases.
Oh, yes, you got to have it with the grill, especially roast. You get to a nice pork. The pork strips of that sauce is to die for.
A bit wordy, but I'll take it.
I'll take it. Thank you very much, Tony. Let's go to Rachel in Bunbury. Rachel, you're endorsed.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, Rachel.
Cheers,
your endorsement,
Rachel.
Please.
Well, I think it underestimates it calling a breakfast sauce. There is nothing this sauce doesn't make better. I was going to leave my partner, put some of this sauce on him. Now we're married.
Wow.
Can't get much better than that.
That is the testimonial I want to hear.
Wow, making marriages happen.
That is.
If you are looking for love, you need this sauce.
Thank you, Rachel.
That's amazing.
Let's go to Amanda in Bunbury. Your testimonial over our morning sauce, please.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
So this sauce is absolutely beautiful. It's spectacular, but even better than that, my son, who hates tomato sauce, barbecue sauce, mustard, you name it, will only eat your sauce.
Yes.
And he's now eating hamburgers, ham and cheese sandwiches, everything, as long as it's got your sauce on it.
I bet he's eating his broccoli and Brussels sprouts now with a bit of this sauce.
As long as it's got the sauce on it.
There we go.
Great testimonial. Let's wrap it up with Louisa in Bunbury. Your testimonial for the sauce. Cheers to you, Louisa.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
I'm going to be the rock. If I had hair, the sauce would love to get stuck in it.
Fantastic.
I don't know how many bottles that's going to move. But you know what? Sure, why not?
Why not? Why not? There you go. There you go. There's some testimonials.
Jeez,
all those
I
people.
Want some of this sauce.
Me too. Is there a way we could get it?
Yes. All you have to do is give us a testimonial or come and see us when we're in Albany next week.
Sorry, I'm just checking
my calendar.
Oh my
God, where am I going?
Are we heading to Albany next week?
We're heading to Albany.
No, we're going to Albany.
Albany, guys, Albany. But think big, Alan.
Are you going to Albany?
Think big. Think big. We can go anywhere we want with this sauce.
Let's just keep it within
the moon.
Let's keep it within the state for now. But yes, more ways to win. Keep listening to our show. We'll give you more details tomorrow on how you get your hands on this sauce. But as you can hear, the people are loving it, Carly. Safe to say?
Safe to say the testimonials are in and not a lie in sight.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Carly, have you seen much of this doing the rounds on morning TV and everywhere else in between?
Yeah, the cruise ship couple. That's what they're dubbing themselves as.
So 8 passengers have been stranded on an African island after a Norwegian cruise ship left without them. Here's a little bit of some of the drama.
I mean, we truly believe that, you know, although there's a set of rules or policies that the ship may have followed, they follow those rules too rigidly. I believe that they've really forgot that they are people working in the hospitality industry, and that really the safety is and the well-being of their customers should be their first priority.
Okay, all right. Tell me your privilege without telling me your privilege.
I know. Rules are rules. Like, this is ridiculous to expect. It's like when people expect a plane to wait. It's like, no, no, no.
No.
There is a boarding call and time for a reason.
Oh, but the plane's still there. I can see it. It's the exact same argument. So there's 8 tourists, but 2 of them from Australia, which is the couple you're referring to, and they're getting a lot of media time at the moment. Morning TV are absolutely loving it. Now, as we know on the show, I am the cruise connoisseur.
Yes, you are.
I have done a cruise or two, and I have seen people left behind at a port, and it's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
It's
like when
funny.
People are trying to make the bus and they're running.
Yeah, it's like that. And it's
here's
like
the thing, though, right? They are so clear around what time you have to be back. And sometimes what happens is like the ship will be parked offshore and you have to get a tender boat to shore.
I hate that, yeah.
So, but the thing is, when there's no more boats, you can't get back.
That's true.
So it's like they are so obvious with when you need to be on the boat to get back. There's not a second boat coming in half an hour.
Yeah, but it's even the port situation. Like, it's parked up to a port. It doesn't just work the way it goes. All right, time to go. And then pull up the thing and go. Like, they have so many rules. And, like, when it comes to, like, it's like a plane. It's like international travel, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you have to get the passport checks, fruit and veg, all that sort of stuff. It's not just an easy get on the boat, get off the boat.
The thing that shocks me most about this is that the couple are just totally slamming the cruise line.
Well, you heard it there. She said they work in hospitality. It's like, yes and no.
This is the same energy as I can say whatever I want to someone and the customer's always right. It is exactly that same energy. It's like the rules are the rules.
Yep.
If thousands of passengers on that cruise ship can follow them, why would they make an exception for someone like you? Like, I just, like you said, Alan, the entitlement absolutely baffles me. It absolutely baffles me. Like, they could not, like, saying that the rules are too rigid?
Yep.
What do you want from them?
So they have
half an hour, give or take. You want an ETA? Like, you want an estimate? Oh, we reckon we'll pull the anchor up around 4:30. Yeah, hey, try and
is
be back at
you?
Least 5.
So they
get
had
out
to,
of here.
They had to travel through Africa. They went through 7 different countries to get to the next port, and after 48 hours, and they eventually, I think, made their way. Whatever, but how would have that reaction been when after they've been doing morning TV, slamming the cruise line, and they get finally back on the cruise ship?
That's so awkward.
I'm not serving them. I'm not dealing with that.
Or maybe you are serving them.
Oh, yeah, I'll give them a serve, all right.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
We're doing this.
Behold! As Alan predicts, your pet's name.
All right, let's do it. Melissa from Bunbury joins us on the line. Hello, Melissa.
Hello.
Now, Melissa, the way it works, I'm going to ask you three questions, get a bit of a vibe on the pet, and then I'm going to throw five names at you. In those five names, if I do not predict your pet's name, Carly's going to have a crack, okay?
Yep, no worries.
Okay, first one, what team does your pet barrack for?
Collingwood.
Oh.
Interesting.
Interesting. I'm thinking names like...
No, instantly, I'm picturing a Staffy.
What is the first letter of your pet's name?
Oh.
Oh, okay. And does your pet... Okay, would I see a human with your pet's name?
Would I associate a human with my pet's name?
Yeah, like, would I see a human that has the same name as your pet?
It's possible.
Possible. Mm. Okay. All right. Now this is where I start using my brain power. I start seeing what... that's flowing to me. I'm getting some names coming to immediately. What about you, Carly? Are you getting a little bit of that?
Oh, I've got one name that's coming through.
Okay. What? Okay, not going to share? All right, that's fine.
It's not my turn yet.
It's not your turn yet.
I believe in you.
I don't
know. I might not be needed, Alan.
I don't think that's true. I don't think you believe in me at all.
It's your segment.
It's me against the world. I'm feeling it. Okay. I've got some names that are coming to me. In fact, I've got so many names, I'm crossing off other names.
Wow.
That's rare, because normally I can barely get the five. All right, Melissa, first guess. Show me Aussie.
No.
Oreo.
No.
Okay, wait. Slow down now. Calm down.
You've come in too hot, Alan.
I came in too. I really thought it was going to be...
Tap the crystal if
Aussie.
Need be.
There's no crystal in here. I insist. Olaf.
No.
That was a silly guess.
You reckon? I don't know. Yes. I thought like Frozen maybe inspired, you know what I mean? Odie.
No.
All right, and here's my last guess. And I feel like I'm onto something here because Odie, my last guess I've written down because I love a bit of Star Wars. Show me Obi.
No.
Ah, son of a...
Carly has a crack.
I hate that it's come to this, Melissa.
I really thought Obi was going to get it. It was like Odie was so close, it felt
no.
like.
But clearly, Melissa, I'm having to do the work, Alan. Fell short of.
We'll see.
And clearly, Melissa, what you have on your hands is a gorgeous little Otis.
Yes!
Yes! Turn down for what? Turn down for what?
Now,
you know,
Melissa, pitch to rename the segment to Carly. Predicts your pet's name.
That's Melissa not arguing. Wow.
Not arguing.
Otis is a great name. I
can't
even
little Staffy? Is Otis a little Staffy?
No, big cat.
Oh, the line's breaking up. Sorry, Melissa.
Yeah, probably blew it away from your guess.
Mm, yeah, I think I heard her say yes. Yes, a little Staffy.
I don't think that's actually what I heard.
Carly, you should rename the segment.
Carly predicts your pet's name.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie, Alan. At this point, I have more success this year than you.
That's true. That's actually, there's no argument here.
What do we need to do to pass my psychic ability on to you? Let's make eye contact, see if that works.
To be fair, I warmed you up. Was that the first guess you had written down on your little sheet?
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Not.
What?
No, I knew it was Otis. Me and Otis, we know each other.
I hate this.
We've seen each other around the dog parks.
This is not the thing that's making us closer as a team, by the way.
Jeez, it feels good to have victory.
Wouldn't know!
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Alan, I have been patient, and today I will be rewarded because I said that I was a new gardener.
Yeah, that's exactly where my mind went straight to.
I went to Bunnings, bought up big. Realised I bought up a little too big because I didn't have enough space to plant the veggies in the planter that I bought, so I had to go back and buy another one. Now, I guess it's like, I don't know about other people when they start a hobby, but for me, I go hammer and tong at it. It becomes my whole personality.
Yep.
So I have this one spot when you walk out of my house and it's like this barren, disgusting patch that looks depressive and horrible.
Is this the one with the giant wooden stump that's not going anywhere?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know the one, Alan. You've seen it.
To be honest, when I close my eyes, I still do.
And And I'm like, I want to fill this with beautiful flowers because I'm a gardener now, right?
Okay, sure. That's
so
new.
I went to Bunnings. They're expensive. I've already blown the budget with all the veggies.
Plants are expensive, real talk.
So expensive.
Yep.
And then I saw on Facebook that my local council was giving away free plants. And I was like, oh, amazing. This is perfect, perfect timing. Sign me up.
But you said you were patient. But I remember when you first talked about this on air and you had to wait nearly a month. Between that, you bought a bunch of plants from Bunnings.
Yeah, but they weren't for this area, Alan.
I'm pretty sure they were, but you just moved them around.
Alan, I'm a patient queen.
I don't think that's true.
And my patience has paid off because today is the day, baby!
Oh, my God.
It's plant day. Now, I forgot about plant day.
Of course you did.
And I got a message yesterday saying, hey, just so you know, we don't muck around.
Yeah.
These are the pickup times, 5 till 6 p.m. You've got to be there.
Yeah.
You've got to have a bag ready to go to put the plants in. Now, I...
Bag?
Yeah. I was selected for 3 plants, and that's a good get. That's a good haul.
What type of the plant? Are they big plants?
They are drought-resistant native plants.
That's good for you.
Good for me.
Yeah.
The problem is...
Yeah.
I'm not available from 5 to 6 p.m. this evening.
Why? It's a Thursday. What are you doing? Late night shopping?
No, I told my friend I would go to this event with her. It's like a ticketed event. My name's been put on something. I cannot get out of it.
Is this an event you can share on air? What's the event? I feel like it's going
to
be dumb.
No, it's not. It's not. I just don't know what the event is. I have to ask my friend more details.
Cool.
I think it's like a burlesque risque show thing. I don't know.
I'm performing in that. Okay, yeah. I wonder what I was doing tonight. Know.
But either way,
the nipple tassels I'm wearing.
My friend even texted me yesterday going, just so you know, this is still on. You're still good to go. I'm like, yep, good to go.
Absolutely.
Then half an hour later, I get the message about the plants.
Yeah, so what's the plan? I'm busy, by the way.
The plan is, Alan.
The plant.
Your friend with a ute that helped you with the cot.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
He's in the burlesque show with me.
No, the plan is obviously Russell. Obviously, Russell has to pick the plants up.
Is he choosing plants? Or they've already got the 3 assigned?
They're already assigned.
Yep.
They're waiting for my name on it. Now, they are running a tight ship over there due to the popularity of these plants. So they're like, you got to get in. You've got to show a QR code to prove who you are.
It's a whole process.
But then Russell's like, okay, I can do that. No worries.
Yeah, he can do that.
But he said, but what's the plan with the plants once I've picked them up? We've got to plant them. No. And I didn't realize they're just coming in little like test tube things. So they're not in like pots. With soil.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Because
so I've got to get these babies in the ground.
Yeah.
So there is every chance that at 9 p.m. tonight in the dark, I'm, you know, scurrying around.
All right. First of all, our burlesque show is running to at least 10. It did in the rehearsal last night. And Russell was always going to plant them.
Do you think? But I think now I've got to go get soil for them. I've only got sand, not soil.
On the way home today, get a bag of potting mix or something and just have it at the ready. But
this is a logistical nightmare.
It's really not.
And you know what?
It's not.
I'm kind of over gardening. This is what happens. They almost miss the window.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Something that involves
but
a little bit of work.
I can't wait to take up my new hobby, burlesque after tonight.
Oh, you want to get in with that group? I don't think so, mate.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Producer Shelby joins us in the studio. Hello.
Happy Thursday. I really had to think about what day it was.
Yeah, me too.
It's only Thursday. It's meant to be a short work week. Why is it taking so long?
Yes! No.
Go.
Guys, I really thought you'd back me in on this, but here I am.
It was funnier not to be honest. I went with the comedic angle there. Now, the way it works is Shelby's going to ask us some questions. We can't sit on the fence. We have to give a clear yes or no to the questions that are asked. Shelby, over to you.
Let's start with this one. A woman from England and her beloved cat have had their ashes scattered in space in a send-off that is quite literally out of this world.
Love it.
It was all organised through Aura Flights, which apparently costs around $6,000 for a space memorial service.
Not bad.
If you could, would you spread your ashes in space? Yes, no go.
It's the only way you get me to space as a nervous flyer.
Yeah.
Can I just say, though... Because we recently spoke to Catherine Pegg, who's trying to get to space.
Yeah.
The training that she has to go to.
Yeah, but this isn't like a drone thing. It's just shot out into space, like a rocket attached to that.
You know what? How much is it?
$6,000.
Oh, that seems like a bargain. Yeah, she'll
be
up there.
Paid for in advance?
Yeah.
Well, you'd hope so. You're going to get the money after. Why not?
I don't want to... You know what will happen, though, in my luck? I'll attach myself to some comet that'll end up destroying the Earth.
Oh, God.
I'll end up on some comet somewhere. Anyway.
Let's try this one. The Daily Mail is claiming that Aussies on six-figure salaries are now using Afterpay to buy their groceries and petrol.
Oh, geez, Carly, are you listening?
Because they've maxed out their credit cards amidst the cost of living crisis. My question for you, do you use Afterpay? Yes, no, go.
No.
I don't. And you know what? That's because we're good students. We had James Mooser on the show when kind of first launched, and he said, guys, Afterpay is not as good as it sounds because it goes on your record, your financial record.
Yeah.
So if you miss a couple of payments, you could, you know, I don't know, what happens?
Well, it affects you if you want to get a home loan later on in life. They kind of look at it and go, why did you need Afterpay? Do you not have a stable income? And, are you not good with money? Well, it's like, it's not a good look.
And the thing is, too, people are generally struggling out there. So it is a good way if you pay. But my memory, I can't rely on it. You know what I mean? Like... I won't have it. I just can't have that item.
My mum, like, was just very anti, like, loans and stuff for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I always kind of, like, would find other ways, mainly selling my body. But I will get the money. I will get the money. I will do what it takes, but I will not take it. It's like cash converter loans as well. That was the big thing when I was a kid. It was like, you know, get those if you need the money. I'd be like, oh, tempting at times, but I would just go without. It's just easier, cheaper.
There you go. In agreement then. And finally, Monday was April Fool's Day. A few pranks that went viral online included the Melbourne tram driver who fooled passengers into helping him supposedly fix the train.
That was pretty funny.
Were you fooled on April Fool's Day this year? Yes, no, go.
Yes.
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 Bloody P&O.
They put up
a post saying they were going to be doing new cruises where you could bring your dogs along because Virgin just recently announced the flights with dogs.
Yeah, so I thought, finally,
a service I can use. That's one way to get me on a cruise ship. Bring Gabby.
Yep.
April Fools. Who are the real fools, though? Because you've lost my business.
Brutal. Mine was Sherbo on Sunrise. He did a big spiel about that he was going to be going into the Olympics as one of the relay runners. And I was just like, oh, that's weird. Well, I guess it's relay, so there's a team. And I was like, that's kind of weird. He's like, oh, April Fools. I might get Sherbo.
Got
it. Maybe I was just elated at the idea he was going to take a few months off TV.
Oh, no, you just want him to recreate that moment.
I have no idea what moment you're referring to.
Yes,
just make sure he passes the right baton.
Maybe you're right.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast. This is it.